SimplySafe.com. Whole home protection, protection for every window, room, and door against intruders, fires, water damage, medical emergencies, and more. All monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police. Everything you need to know. Expert Chief SimpliSafe Home Security, named Best Home Security Overall by U.S. News and World Report. Awarded by Popular Mechanics and more. Like live professional alerts. Our monitoring staff calls you when trouble is detected and stays with you until it's solved. Dispatch faster with usual verification. Adding visual verification to your monitoring plan lets us verify your alarm is ready so police can dispatch faster. It's a lot less expensive. We cut out the middleman and mark up so you get more security for less with no contact. Prepared for the unexpected. Lose power, lose Wi-Fi, someone attacks the system, natural disaster, SimpliSafe is ready. Protects against fires and water damage, more than just intruders. Our pros monitor against leaks, floods, fires, and more. Keep an eye inside and out. With HD security cameras for indoors and out, see what's happening all the time. Designated to disappear from the tiny size of our sensors to easy one-touch control means they'll never notice your security system. Detects people, ignores pests. Motion sensors use a precision human form detection algorithm. Compare your security options. Traditional home security monitored by professional 36-month contract. Monitoring costs $37 to $53 a month. Hardwired, never needs a landline. Poor rating on Trustpilot. SimpliSafe, the better way. Monitored by professionals, no contract. Wireless, no drilling or landline required. Great rating on Trustpilot. Easy to set up yourself in no time. How it works, choose your security sensors, we'll walk you through exactly what your home needs and ship it to your front door under a week. Set it up in just a few minutes, no trials needed, or let one of our pros do it for you. Sensors guard all your rooms and entry points. If there is a trouble, our monitoring center will call you and if needed, dispatch authorities. More reasons to choose SimpliSafe. Arm, disarm from your anywhere, forgot to arm your system, need to let someone in, do it right from your phone anytime. Almost never change your batteries. Batteries last all for almost a decade and entry sensors, the best lifespan in the industry. Battery life may vary based on use. Alexa, arm my system, use your system with Alexa, Google Assistant, August Locks, Apple Watch, and more. Keep an eye on cabinets, safes, and more. Secret alerts quietly alerts you if someone accesses private areas without sounding an alarm. Customized for your home. Well, we'll customize the right system for your home's needs. Incredible range. Many wireless security systems struggle to cover your entire house. Ours can cover large homes with ease. Custom alerts for friends and family. Set up text alerts so friends and family stay in the know. Duress pin. If someone forces you to disarm your system, your duress pin will securely alert the authorities. Meet the station. Boost station. The trust comes with a built-in cell connection to rapidly alert our emergency dispatch center. Try it, test it, love it, or return it. Test SimpliSafe in your home for 60 days. Your system is ready to work. No drilling or tools needed. If you aren't 100% satisfied, we'll return it for a full refund. We'll even pay for return shipping. Good morning, here are your weekly recaps and spoilers from March 25th through the 29th, 2024. Young and the Restless recaps, Ashley DeLos on the altar, Connor Boxer receiving treatment, and Nikki battles Victor. Too bad he hid all the liquor in the house because Victor may need to drink well after he receives a shocking request from Nikki. Billy has a troubling encounter with Ashley. Perhaps he will be the first to figure out what's going on with his sister. Well, the first, after us anyway. Summer challenges Claire, maybe to step in and play Mary Poppins to Will Harrison. It's been mentioned once or too many times that Victoria's late daughter has a way with kids. The gates are open, the new soap's boss tells about the exciting plan, its promise, and even its premiere. Jordan pulls an ace out of her sleeve, Chelsea fears for Connor's life, and Summer learns the truth about Claire. Looks like Adam's off the hot seat for once. Victor tests Nick and Summer's loyalty instead. Unable to cut herself some slack, Chelsea blames herself for Connor's issues, fulfillment, love, and Claire's future looks to be chock full of drama with spoiler, gets it as anyone but Nikki could have predicted her plan for revenge against Jordan backfires. What will the mad woman set aflame next? Claire dreams of the life she might have had, featuring Adam as a waiter, the return of Cassie, and Jordan as a nightmare. The Newmans support Claire as she struggles to connect with her new family. Might we recommend that they point out that they are at least easier to get along with than crazy Aunt Jordan? Preview: Claire's struggle presents a huge red flag. Will spoiler see it? Thursday, March 21st, Blast from the Past. What a tangled web they weave. Ashes, alternate personalities are explained. Get the Scoop: Fired R-H-O-B-H star reveals real reason she was axed. Restless Rant: Jordan's big blunt. Claire's dream dissected. A hot new hookup. And much more. Next week, Lily Plague makes big moves in both her personal and professional life, while Phyllis proves that she's not the type of woman who really easily puts the past behind her. Meanwhile, Victor is very concerned about Nikki's state of mind, but what he does next might make things worse rather than better. Monday, March 25th. Ever since coming home to find Daniel spending time with his ex, Lily has been debating how to move forward. Today she marks at least one item off her agenda by addressing some unfinished business with Heather. Phyllis may have told Danny that she was moving on, but we all know that wasn't the case. But what we didn't know was what she'd do next. But whatever it is, it's going to put Danny and Christine on edge. Something tells Nikki may not love the fact that hubby Victor is suddenly questioning the decision she's making. $30,000, way to go, Connor Floyd, to make satisfying one very proud sister. Tuesday, March 26th. Slowly but surely, people in Genesis are starting to notice that something's not quite right with Ashley. The latest to pick up on the not-so-subtle signs, Jack and Tracy. Maybe the Abbots should take a look at our handy-dandy guide to Ashley's alternate personalities. Those who? Danny focuses all his romantic energies on cricket, which is not likely to go over well with the redhead. Audra makes a decision that's going to prove shocking to some. Will Tucker be among those caught off guard by our next move? Wednesday, March 27th. Are Daniel and Heather going to have a future together? That could be a big topic of discussion as they find themselves worrying about what's next. Ever since Connor was diagnosed with OCD, the boy's parents have been doing their best to get him to help. But they're about to hit a major hurdle when they disagree on how to move forward. Look out, folks, because Lily is about to prove that when it comes to business, she's large and in charge. The failure face around the Abbott Mansion is about to get a whole new look. Check. Thursday, March 28th, should Victor and Diane be worried about the fact that yet again Nikki is taking Jack into her confidence? Adam needs someone to support him until he does what she can to provide it to him. It's been clear for a while now that Kyle resents his mom's position at Jabot, you know, the one he gave his blessing to. The real trick may be how Diane and her son navigate the tricky waters ahead. Another blast from the past could become the latest threat to the future of just several Jeddah City residents. Friday, March 29th, wanting to refocus his wife or at least keep her distracted, Victor comes up with a new plan, but who will he rope into this idea? Claire's brand new life takes another exciting turn when she happens to catch the eye of someone new. To say that Nick and Adam have never been close would be a massive understatement, so when the former offers the latter some unsolicited advice, we'll go in one ear and out the other. The Bold and Beautiful recap: Hope gives Thomas an answer, Poppy asks Finn to give Luna what she wants, and Steffi doles out a warning. Hope gives Thomas an answer to his marriage proposal. Whether it's a yes or no, you know that everybody's going to have feelings about it. Luna tells Bill about her frustration, not knowing who her father is, although if you ask us, she should be asking Liam and Wyatt about their frustration at knowing who their father is. Poppy makes a big request of Finn. Perhaps she's going to ask that he never mentioned that one time that the two of them got drunk together way back when, or do the math about what it means. Steffi tells Hope her relationship is over, and Thomas turns to Brooke for answers. Hope this isn't because there's much of fallout from the Logans and Forces. Steffi's anger and hope reaches out an all-time high. Of course, that doesn't tell us anything. Steffi would be ticked off, ticked if Hope said yes because she just thinks the blonde is toying with Thomas, and she'd be pissed if Hope said no because it would prove that she's been right all along. The CBS soap cast a very familiar face in a role that promised to shed new light on Sheila's death. Thomas wonders if Steffi is required. If Steffi is right, Hope claps back at Steffi as Steffi pushes her on notice. Why would this be of any interest to Carter? We have no idea. But nonetheless, he attempts to convince Liam that Thomas has changed. Hope and Steffi's feud reignites, and the former stands up to the latter. I guess Steffi does have some free time now that she's not looking over her shoulder all the time to see if Sheila is lurking. However, she should keep being vigilant. Thursday, March 21st, Blast from the Past. Wow, check out the preview in which Hope and Steffi's feud goes nuclear, Stephanie style. Next week, if you're thinking about that cooler heads might prevail, we would like to have a word with you. Instead of stopping to count to 10, taking a deep breath, or even taking a shallow breath, pretty much everybody on the show flies off the handle. Meanwhile, Zendik is to dream that he may be the strangest pipe dream in history. As push comes to shove in the Team Thomas versus Team Hope fracas. Monday, March 25th. Thomas reels to Ridge about how Hope blindsided him, both defiant and angry. Steffi and Hope's argument hits a tipping point. Tuesday, March 26th, Ridge demands answers from Hope while Brooke defends her. Steffi gives Thomas advice on how to get over his heartbreak. Wednesday, March 7th, Brooke and Steffi battle over Hope and Thomas. Hope is stunned when Thomas announces it's a life-changing decision. Thursday, March 28th, Thomas and Hope have a difficult discussion with Douglas. Steffi is pleased with her glorious victory. Friday, March 29th, Steffi and Hope's feud escalates as the two sling accusations at each other. Zendi asks if there is a possibility of a future for them. General Hospital, a recap. Ava supports Sunny to offer support to Sunny. Diane comes up with a plan to get Alexa's law of license back, and Dex Jock stumps Dex. Dex has something to tell Jocelyn, and we kind of suspect she may not be happy to hear it. Jason has never been Sunny's biggest fan, but the two of them will share a moment. When Alexa needs a little bit of push, her gal pal Diane is there to provide it. What was behind Marshall's misdiagnosis? Kevin thinks he might have the answer. Meanwhile, Stella has a rather unusual and certainly unexpected encounter. Dex tells Anna everything. Joss struggles with her breakup, but John tries to intimidate Liz and Danny. In need of someone to talk to, Joss turns to who else? Her mama, Carly. Dex, meanwhile, takes Anna into his confidence. Sunny has always accepted daughter Christina and her sexuality. Can he help Natalia recognize that she's on the verge of pushing daughter Blaze away? Who's visiting Jason, and will they shed more light on his return? Brooklyn has some pretty harsh words for John. This game set match for Laurel Wright and Wes Ramsey, who gave a peek into their amazing weekend together. Molly has a surprising reaction to Alexa's news, and James tells off Tracy. At long last, Tracy might see the side of Cody, which could change her opinion of him. How will Molly feel about her mom Alexa's latest plans? Fresh off her talk with Sunny, Natalia has something of a revelation. Anna has something to share with John when they get together for a drink. Drew offers to hire Nina back at Crimson, and Cody quits deception, causing Sasha to consider leaving too. Drew is about to make Nina an offer. He suggests she return to Crimson now that Carla has given up the top slot. How bad can a photo shoot go when the Deception crew tries to mount one? You'll find out exactly how bad. Laura and Heather have find some common ground. Could it have something to do with Esme and Nicholas Charles Ace? Oh, the show seems to be remembering those visions Willow was having a while back. That could explain why she's concerned about her actions. Jason knows that sometimes a guy's best friend is his lawyer, which is why he reaches out to Diane. One theory on why Jason is working for John Case. Maxie is about to call Lucy out in a big way. Cody and Olivia find themselves leaning on each other. Meanwhile, Sasha makes some kind of decision that might well be called life-changing. Something is about to stun Brooklyn and Chase next week. A whole lot of unfolding as Jason spills the beans. His sons butt heads at Jason's loved ones. Dante's loved ones are summoned to the hospital and Gregor's condition spirals, plus Sonny seems dangerously close to doing something that could change several relationships. Monday, March 25th. Ever since returning to Port Charles, there has been a whole lot of questions around Jason's time away. Now the only person who can tell us the whole story, the man himself, is finally ready to do so. Could case be Jason's ticket to freedom? Elizabeth finds herself awash with complicated emotions. Meanwhile, Jake, too, has a lot to deal with and finds his anger boiling over. Seeing just how much pain Trina's in, Stella is there to provide whatever cover she can. Having been burned before, Michael knows he must proceed with caution. Tuesday, March 26th, Carly has one and only one goal in mind, getting to Jason, but will she manage to do so? Something is about to leave Anna gobsmacked. Watch out, Nina, because gal pal A was once again there when Sonny needs someone to lean on. Just how close will they get? Krebs has a few questions. Gregory appears to be deteriorating quickly. Is he entering the final stages of his illness, or might something ultimately come up in his efforts to help his dad? Wednesday, March 27th. It's the moment Jason's have been waiting for, and those who love her with Dante might be dreading. Jason and Sam finally reunite. Meanwhile, their son Danny finds himself butting heads with Elizabeth and Jason's offspring, Danny. Dex has been trying to figure out the best way possible out of his current mess. While the offer Anna makes proved to be exactly what he's been looking for, when Trina makes a heartbreaking confession, to whom is she making it? Brooklyn shares a message. Thursday, March 28th, perhaps not surprising, Jason's rant turns into something of a fiasco as tempers flare and accusations fly. Translation, you couldn't pay us to miss it. What manages to catch both Carly and Alexis off guard? Sonny finds himself filled with doubt. Could he be second-guessing what he's believed until now to be true? Nina makes it clear she is not the type of woman who gives up once she sets her mind on something. Sam finally finds herself feeling hopeful. Friday, March 29th, at least at long last, one of Dana's most dynamic supergirls reunites. That's right, Jason, Sonny and Jason together again, and has their friendship been able to survive everything that's come down in recent weeks. For the second time this week, Abe and Sonny wind up sharing a close moment, and for the second time this week, we're wondering just how close they'll get. Might the Friday cliffhanger leave us asking the ultimate question, will they or won't they? And it's provided with some very important information. What is Valentine making arrangements for? When Olivia, Danny, and Rocco are summoned to the hospital to be by his side, is it because he's better or worse? Days of Elias Peacock. Recap. Stefan is faced with grim choices. John wants to turn himself in, and Eric offers to help Brady. Feels crazy, but when the Demira talks about pulling the trigger, which is what EJ tells Stefan he is about to do, really, we get incredibly nervous. Ava and Harris have been getting closer, and now they're about to take things to the next level. Hey, Ava, don't get too attached. As a betrayal, State Burn is already peering over on General Hospital. As Jude's christening day approaches, Sloan and Eric find themselves having a pretty big difference of opinion. Dan is released from bail, while Harris offers Stefan a deal. From behind, Sarah wraps her arms around the shirt of Xander. She wears a bra and blanket around her shoulders. Ava finds out exactly who is behind the attempt on Harris' life and is going to be a rocker. Having at long last tied the knot, John and Chanel make love. Paulina has an honest conversation with Paulina while Roman listens to Abe's description of a miracle. Things could get interesting for Xander and Sarah now that she is officially responsible for him. EJ panics over Stefan. Xander fears Maggie is being conned, and Constantine wants Teresa to refocus. Where should Chanel and Johnny go on their honeymoon? The new husband has an idea, which he puts forth to his wife. EJ is determined to hunt down Stefan. Eric wonders if Holly is being completely forthcoming, where Tate is concerned. While Sarah and Xander are happy to enjoy some time to hit with one another, there's one big problem. They're missing Victoria. Constantine isn't about to let Teresa forget about their plan, and she's still on board. Stefan turns himself in. Chad vehemently rejects Leo's story idea, and Kayla knows of Steve's trouble. Jada advises Harris not to throw everything away for a woman, and certainly not for Ava. Everyone should be on their best behavior because Lady Whistleblower is seeking inspiration for his next column. Chad is shocked by the condition in which Stefan shows up on his doorstep. Elena and Abe not only have something to celebrate, but with a little help from loved ones, a bit of a party at which to do it. Constantine and Zacharyshka could change everything. Stefan and EJ make a deal, and Sloan gets honest-ish with Nicole. EJ thought he couldn't be surprised by everything Stefan might do, but it turned out he was wrong. Ava thinks things are looking up for Stefan, but Harris is about to tell her otherwise. John plans for the day, apologizes to Constantine, and then turns himself in. How will Eric feel upon seeing Sloan and Nicole discussing christening plans? Next week, secrets are all being kept all over town, and the stage is set for the biggest one of all to explode. Can the christening go off without a hitch? Meanwhile, there's much discussion of Constantine and his mothers. Marlena tries soothing John's troubled soul, and Holly is. Monday, March 25th. What does Constantine do that has Maggie seeing him differently, and might she finally get a glimpse into the type of man he is? Meanwhile, Sarah tries convincing Xander that Constantine has changed his ways, and so Xander, of all people, should understand just how possible that is, right? Rocked by recent revelations, John struggles to deal with his past even as those closest to him offer their support, but can Stephen Marlowe to get through to him. Kristen and Alex cook up a wicked scheme that they hope will get them everything they want, but will Brady and Teresa walk into the trap being set up for them? Tuesday, March 26th, they face death and proclaim their love, but are Wendy and Tripp ready for what comes next? Abe and Paulette take a moment to reflect on the true miracle they've been blessed enough to experience. It looks as if Alex and Kristen's plan has at least partially worked out. How do we know? Because Brady is about to get up in his rival's face. Meanwhile, Kristen has to figure out exactly how to play Teresa. One wrong step and all could be lost. Wednesday, March 27th. Holly is ready to tell Nicole about Tate and the drugs, but is her mom ready to hear what she has to say? Being the sensitive soul he is, Tate puts pen to paper and journals about his very complicated feelings for Holly. Marlena and Eric have a long conversation about the difficult at best dynamic between Sloan and Nicole. As they prepare for the baby's christening, Xander visits Harris to drop a little bit of news on him. The Aussie wants it known that he was not the one who shot Harris. Things have gotten complex for Stephanie and Eric, which means they need to sit down and try to sort things out. Thursday, March 28th, something tells us these next few episodes will be important. Why? Because folks are gathering for Jude's christening, and let's not just say that in this town, events like this tend to go a tad off the rails. Things get to a rough start as old EJ finds himself struggling to deal with Holly. Marlena has her hands full and trying to convince John that right now the most important thing he can do is forgive himself, but it seems unlikely he'll be able to do so as easily as his wife might like. Marlena has instructions for Leo, which boil down to two simple words: keep quiet. Brady and Roman are there to offer their support when it's needed. Friday, March 29th. As the christening ceremony gets underway, one question hangs in the air: will the truth about the baby finally come to light? As a former priest, Eric is used to hearing confessions, but how will he react to the one Holly is about to make? Nothing good can come of it when Leo, Melinda, and Sloan get together to make a pact. Teresa makes it clear to Tate that she wants answers from him, and she wants them now. Thank you for listening to these spoilers. Have a good week and stay safe.